ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஐ ஹோப் ஆல் ஆஃப் யூ ஹேட் தி ஆப்பர்ச்சுனிட்டி டு எய்தர் டவுன்லோட் the text of Tattva Bodha, the article that I had put in our journal at our Sringeri Vidya Bharati Foundation website, svbf.org, under the journals Paramatma Tattvam, volume 3.2 to volume 5.3 and 4. I also gave the reference for a book on Tattva Bodha by Shankaracharya, published by the Central Chinmaya Mission Trust, so that we will have the shlokas or the text for ready reference. So today, before we start with the regular lecture, we will first read the text that was covered during the last lecture, starting from the Mangala Shloka or the Dhyana Shloka. Those who have the text with them can follow along with me. If not, at least when I read, it might refresh what was talked during the last lecture. Vasudevendra Yogendram Natva Jnana Pradam Gurum Mumukshunam Hitarthaya Tattva Bodho Vidhiyate. சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பன்னாதிகாரிணாம் மோக்ஷ சாதன பூதம் தத்துவ விவேக பிரகாரம் வக்ஷ்யாமஹ. சாதன சதுஷ்டயம் கிம் நித்ய நித்ய வஸ்து விவேக இஹா முத்ரார்த்த பல போக விராக சமாதி ஷட்க சம்பத்தி முமுக்ஷுத்வம் சேதி. நித்யா நித்ய வஸ்து விவேகக்கஹ நித்ய வஸ்துவேகம் ப்ரஹ்ம தத்வதிரிக்தம் சர்வம நித்யம் அயமேவ நித்யா நித்ய வஸ்து விவேகஹ விராகக்கஹ இஹ ஸ்வர்க போகேஷு இச்சாராஹித்யம் சமாதி சாதன சம்பத்திக்ஹ சமோதம உபரமஸ்திதிக்ஷ ஸ்ரத்தா சமாதானஞ்ச இதி சமக்கஹ மனோநிக்ரஹ தமக்கஹ சக்ஷுராதி பாஹ்யேந்திரிய நிக்ரஹ உபரமக்கஹ ஸ்வதர்ம அனுஷ்டானமேவ திதிக்ஷாக்க சீதோஷ்ண சுகதுக்காதி சஹிஷ்ணுத்வம் ஸ்ரத்தா கீதிருஷீ குரு வேதாந்த வாக்கியாதிஷு விஸ்வாசா ஸ்ரத்தா சமாதானம் கிம் சித்தைகாக்ரதா முமுக்ஷுத்வம் கிம் மோக்ஷோமே பூயாத் இதி இச்சா ஏதத் சாதன சதுஷ்டயம் ததஹ தத்வவிவேகஸ்ய அதிகாரிணோ பவந்தி. We did up to this portion in the last class. We went through the introduction, went through the Mangala Shloka, we introduced the subject, the Anubandha Chatushtayam, then we went through the discussion on who is the Adhikari, who is eligible for the study, through what is known as Sadhana Chatushtayam, the Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampanna Adhikari. We went through that and looked in detail on every one of the qualifications required for a person to pursue this knowledge, this study. And today we are going to enter into the actual subject called Tattva Vivekaha. Tattva Bodha, Tattva Viveka is what we are going to enter today. So we will read Tattva Vivekaha. So that is the question. The question is, the teacher, he indicates the nature of the inquiry, the viveka, into the truth, which we denote by the word tattva. Tattva viveka kaha. What is tattva viveka? The answer the author gives, Atma satyam tadanyat sarvam mityeti. There are actually three unknown words here, Atma, Satyam, and Mithya. So for the question, what is Tattva Viveka? The author gives the answer, Atma Satyam Tadanyat Sarvam Mithyeti. So Atma, Satyam, Mithya, all these three words have to be understood properly. We have to explain every one of them. And in this statement itself, in this answer itself, there are two parts. One part is Atma Satyam. That is one part. Atma, the self. The self, the truth, that is Satyam. Satyam is truth. So the self is Satyam. Anyat Sarvam, everything other than that. Everything other than that, we call them Atma. And other than that, we call it Anatma. Whatever is not Atma is Anatma. They are all Mithya, they are all unreal. Sat and Asat. Sat is what is existing. Asat doesn't have an existence of its own. So, for example, if you take the horn of a horse, there is nothing like a horn of a horse. That is a Mithya. So, what is Satyam and what is Mithya? And now, if you take every word has, there is a Padam, that's a word. And that has a padarthaha. There is the meaning for that word also. For example, when you take a word book, book is a word and it denotes an object book. Table is another word, but it denotes the object table. Same thing with, for example, if you take gold, then there is gold ornaments. There could be bangle, they have chain, they have bracelet. There are so many things, ornaments made out of gold. And every word has got a name. There is a form associated with that name. And also there is a function associated with each of those names. So the nama has a particular rupam. There is a form and also a function, a karma. So nama, rupa and karma, all three qualities are there when you say each one of these words. So in Sanskrit, this a substance, the essence, the substance of anything, that is called Satyam. For example, if you take gold and gold ornament, the ornament, the gold is the substance in and through all the gold ornaments, and that gold is called Satyavastu. Whereas all the ornaments of gold, whether it is a bangle or ring or bracelet, they are all called Nama, Rupa and Karma. They are all called Mithya. Since Mithya has no substance, Mithya cannot exist of its own. It is cannot be independent of Satyam, which is the substance. So that is called in Sanskrit, Swatas Siddham is Satyam and Paratas Siddham is Mithya. It doesn't have an independent existence. For example, if you take a table can be modified, it can be destroyed, it can be changed to a chair, but not the substance, namely the wood. So Mithya Vastu can change from one condition to another, but Satyam is changeless. The wood is changeless, whereas the table can change its form and function and name also, and it cannot independently exist without wood. So Tattva Vivekaha is this knowledge, that is Atma is Satyam, the self, that is the fundamental substance, that is the only substance, that alone is real. Anyatra, all Anyatra Sarvam, Anyatra Sarvam, all other things, they are all Anatma, they do not have any existence of their own, they are Mithya, and they all depend on Atma for their existence. All the ornaments, they all depend on gold for their existence. All the furnitures, they all depend on wood for the existence. So all those are called Mithya. So I am, what is our present notion? Our present notion is, I am dependent on this world. So for this world is giving me roti, kapda and makan, all those things this world is providing to me. So I depend on that world. That is my knowledge now. But Vedanta tells us, I am independent. I am not dependent on anything. I am substantially the fundamental entity. And so I am, the moment that knowledge comes to me, I feel I am liberated. Once my freedom, once my dependency is ruled out, once I realize I am no more dependent on anything, I am the fundamental substratum for everything, then I am liberated. And then that is called the knowledge of the self. So if this is the question, then our next question will be, what is Atma? If you think that is the fundamental entity, that is the substratum for everything, that alone is real, what is that Atma? That will be the question. So the teacher, the student and teacher, now they are going through the next dialogue, understanding what Atma is. Atma kaha. What is Atma? Then we say that is the independent vastu, that is the only real vastu, then what is that Atma? The author tries to answer this question by first negating what is not Atma, then directly telling what is Atma. He first gives a series of negations to tell what Atma is not. So that is what the answer is given here. Stula sukshma karana shariraad vyatiriktaha panchakoshatitasan avastatrayaksakshi sachidanandarupasan yastishtati sa atma. That is how the acharya tries to give the explanation for the question atma kaha, what is atma. So now the approach is what? The answer of the scriptures for the word I, the Atma. Now, what is the general view of ourselves? Actually, this is a very an elaborate answer, because this answer has got 14 unknown words. In the previous statement, we had only 3 unknown words, Atma, Satyam and Mithya. Now, in this particular answer, the author is now putting 14 unknown words. Stula, Sukshma, Karana Shariram. They are 3. Stula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, Karana Shariram. 3 of them. Pancha Kosha Atita San. 5 koshas, 5 sheets. I told earlier in the last class, Annamaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha, Vijnanamaya Kosha and Anandamaya Kosha. There are 5 sheets. 5 plus 3, 8. Avastatraya Sakshi. There are 3 avastas. Jagrati, Swapna, Sushupti. So 3 states and all these 3. So 5 plus 3 plus 3, 11. And Satchidananda Swarupaha. Sat, Chit, Ananda. So there are 14 unknown words. Each word has to be explained and understood. So now, what is the approach the author takes to come to this answer? Before that, let us understand what is our general view of ourselves. What do we think of ourselves generally? I think of myself as this body. I, this body, when I talk about myself, I am so and so. I am so much tall. I weigh so much. This is my name. This is the position I have. I describe all those things. They are the common man's view of myself. When somebody asks, who are you? I say all these things to describe myself. All of them, they describe essentially only my body. And this body is made up of mere matter only. What was yesterday on ground, that became plant. And that plant became food. And that food got modified in the form of hydrogen, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, all those elements and all that thing to become body ultimately. So this is only a matter bundle. This body is nothing but only a matter bundle. And what is the difference between other objects like chair, table? They are also matter bundle only. What is the difference between those objects and this body? This body can have either consciousness or it may not have consciousness. If it is a living body, then it can have consciousness. If it is a dead body, it will be dead matter. It will be inert. So consciousness is the only property of the body. That is what I am thinking. Now I am a living body and will become a dead body later. So matter is fundamental in this argument, and body is matter, and life we think is temporary, and this is the materialistic philosophy or the Charvaka philosophy, which is based on only material as fundamental thing, and consciousness seems to be incidental. So in the study of life made by our own human instruments, whatever instruments we can use for study of life, we will end up with only materialistic philosophy, because all the symptoms in matter, they are only studied. We don't study consciousness and life at all. We, using the instruments that we know, we only end up the study of the material nature using the symptoms of matter. So we all think body is fundamental, consciousness is the incidental property. That is our view. That is the materialistic view. That is the Charvaka view. But what is the scriptural view? Scriptural view says consciousness is not either matter or the property of matter. That is what the scriptures say. Consciousness is not either matter or property of matter. Not that matter developed it also. It is only the expression of some other entity. Consciousness is only the expression of some other entity and a different thing altogether, and is manifest in matter and not the property of matter. So light, for example, if you take, light is not the property of a bulb. It is different from bulb, called electricity, and it manifests in a good bulb. If a bulb is not capable of manifesting electricity, we call it a fused bulb. So a bulb that can manifest electricity is a good bulb, but light is not the property of the bulb, but it can manifest in bulb. That is, the electricity can manifest in bulb. So we call this consciousness, which can manifest in a living body, with a capital C. Consciousness, capital C. So consciousness, we call it as chit or chaitanyam. Chit or chaitanyam in Vedanta, which is different from jadam, matter. So consciousness is chit, chaitanyam, and body is matter, which is jadam. So chit and jadam. So these are two things. Matter bundle is jadam and consciousness is chit. Matter bundle, the body, is jadam, and consciousness is chit. Then the question will be, does the word I, when I say I, refer to the matter bundle or consciousness? That will be the next question. Then I say I, does that word I refer to the matter bundle, the body, or the consciousness, the chit? I am the body possessing consciousness, or I am the consciousness possessing the body. These are the two answers one can try to get. I am the body possessing consciousness, or I am the consciousness possessing the body. So what is the common view? Common view is I am the body possessing consciousness. Whereas the scriptural view is consciousness having the body for some time. The consciousness has the body for some time. This chaitanyam is called Atma I. The capital I, Atma, that is the chaitanyam, that is the consciousness that has that manifest in the body for some time. We can also call it the spirit, perhaps. Spirituality is spirit, and matter is materialism. So if you want to talk about spirituality, it is the spirit. If you want to talk about materialism, it is the matter bundle. So Atma versus Anatma. So this Atma has the Anatma body for some time. That is the spirit wielding the matter for some time. That is how we should understand the relationship between the consciousness and the body. The consciousness, the spirit wielding the power over the matter bundle, the body. So according to scriptures, I am the chit, I am the consciousness different from matter, manifest in matter. Matter is the body. The matter bundle is this body. This is the content of this portion which we just read. So body, matter bundle. So for the convenience of our study, the author, he gives the answer dividing the body itself, the entire answer itself, into different sections for the sake of our own convenience in understanding. So each layer is the matter portion, and Atma is different from all these. The author is trying to reiterate, each portion he divides into is a matter bundle and tries to say Atma is different from each one of them. So when he takes the body, he has the divisions of the body. He has got a division either into three bodies, sharira trayam, or he has got five koshas, pancha kosha, kosha panchakam. I think somebody's speaker phone is on or something. Please mute it so that others don't hear it and get disturbed. Please kindly mute your phone or speaker, whatever. So it could be either five koshas, kosha panchakam, or five sheets of matter, or it could be sharira trayam, three bodies. So this is the approach, and Atma is none of these, either none of the three bodies or none of the five sheets of matter. So that is the answer he is giving. So the first one the Acharya gives is sthulam sukshmam karana sharirat vetiriktaha Atma. Atma is different from vedirikthaha. It's different from the sthula, sukshma, karana shariras. The sthula shariram, that is the grass body, sukshma shariram, which is the subtle body, and karana shariram is the subtlest body or the causal body. All three are bundles of matter only. They are all matter bundles. Sthula shariram, sukshma shariram, and karana shariram. This is from one angle. The Acharya is trying to tell what Atma is not. As I mentioned earlier, he is giving a series of negations first to tell what Atma is not. So sthula shariram, as I told, is the grass body, sukshma shariram, subtle body, karana shariram, the causal body, vetiriktaha means different from. I, the Atma, the consciousness, I am different from any of these three matter bundles. That is the first answer. The second answer, we are going to see explanations for each one of them. What is sthula shariram, sukshma shariram, karana shariram? We are going to see for each one of them also. Right now, Acharya is giving the broad answer. The second one he says is pancha kosham atitaha. The five koshas, broadly, again, of matter. Kosha means sheath, a layer. Atitaha means beyond, different from. So what are the panchakoshas? Acharya will explain later. We are going to deal with that also. So it is different from the five sheets, five koshas also. And the third answer is avastha traya sakshi. Avastha means a state of experience. We have got three states of experience. The wakeful state, the jagrat avastha, the dream state, the sopna avastha, the deep sleep state, the sushupti avastha. So Atma is sakshi, is witness of the three states of being. That means what? What does it imply? If it is a witness, that means it should be different from what is being witnessed. So if Atma is going to be the witness, it should be different from what is being witnessed. And what are these three states? The author says, he doesn't explain it here, but we can infer, Atma is different from each state of experience, which are the properties of the body and not of consciousness. Each state of experience is only the property of the body and not that of consciousness. So consciousness is different from the body or the bodies and the properties of the body also. It is different from matter and also the properties of matter. So sharirebhyaha, it is different, and shariryam sa dharmebhyaha cham vyatiriktaha atma. The atma is different from all these. Then if it is different from all the three bodies, the sthula shariram, sukshma shariram, karana shariram, and also different from the five sheets, the Annamaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha, Vijnanamaya Kosha, and Anandamaya Kosha, the five different layers, five sheets, and also the three states of experience. If it is different from all these, then what is it really? What this Atma is? It is already, you said already, it is different from all these, then what really Atma is? The author answers, Sachidananda Swarupaha. Atma is of the nature of Sat, Chit, Anandaha. Sachidananda is Sat, Chit, Anandaha Swarupaha, of the nature of. Atma is of the nature of Sat, the existence principle. We can call it the capital E. The existence principle is Sat. Chit is the consciousness principle. We already denoted that with the capital C. And Anandaha, we can call it happiness, peace, joy, bliss, whatever it is. Ananda, we cannot precisely translate into English. I tell this many times. We can call it either capital A or capital H, happiness. San yaha tishtati. So whatever remains with this nature is called Atma. So the one that is different from the Shariratrayas, all the three Shariras, Panchakoshas, and which is also the witness of the three Avastas. So, barring all this, whatever is remaining, which is of the form of Sat, Chit, and Ananda, that is called Atma. So, the word I, capital I, means that Atma, that is the true meaning of Atma. So, Atma Satyam Tadanyate Sarvam Mithya. So that Atma alone is Satya Vastu. That is the only real Vastu. All others are all Anatma. They are all Mithya. So this Atma is manifest in the matter bundle now and will not manifest later after the Prarabdha ends and when this body falls. So that is all the understanding. Atma is only manifesting in this body because this body medium is capable of letting the Atma manifest in itself now. It is like a good bulb in which electricity can manifest. When the bulb is a fused bulb, electricity does not manifest in it anymore. So I am always present. I, the Chaitanyam, am always present and am different from my body. So this is the first Viveka. The inquiry is Atma Anatma Vivekaha. What is the difference between the Atma and Anatma? Anatma matter bundle and Atma the Chaitanyam. So matter is fundamental, that is materialism. If we take matter as fundamental, that is materialism. And any instrument of human perception, whatever instrument we use of human perception, they can give only this, that is about the matter. All whatever microscope, that scope, this scope we can use, they may all give only properties of matter. Whereas spirit is fundamental. If we take, then that is spirituality, and that is what is given by scriptures, and that is apaurusheya jnanam. That is not of human origin. That cannot be cognized or perceived by the known human instruments. So, pratyaksha pramana, anumana pramana, etc., they cannot study. They can study only the expression of life, not life itself. So, pratyaksha pramana or anumana pramana, either through the instruments of our knowledge, whatever we have, or through inferring, using our own instruments of knowledge, we can study only the expression of life. We can study matter bundle, we can study only the expression of life and not life itself. So, study of Chaitanyam is what is given in scriptures. Scriptures deal with that study. So, now the author has introduced 14 unknown words in this answer for what is Atma. Now, we have to understand the meaning of each one of these 14 words. That itself is a big exercise. So, the first he said about the three Shariras, the three bodies. The first one was Stula Shariram, the grass body. What is the grass body? That is the first question. Stula Shariram Kim? What is the grass body or the physical body? The body that we all see. What is the physical body? ది ఆన్సర్ హీ గివ్స్ ఇస్ పంచీకృత పంచమహాభూతై కృతం సత్కర్మజన్యం సుఖ దుఃఖాది భోగ ఆయతనం శరీరం అస్తి జాయతే వర్తతే విపరిణమతే అపక్షీయతే వినశ్యతి ఇతి షడ్ వికారవత్ ఏతత్ స్థూల శరీరం. దిస్ ఈస్ ఎ వెరీ ఎలాబరేట్ ఆన్సర్. So we have to understand several things during this discussion of this answer. The grass body or the sthula shariram, grass body in Sanskrit is called sthula shariram, that means that can be known by our sense organs. What is grass about it? The grass about it is it can be known through our sense organs, our organs of perception. We can see it, we can feel it, we can smell it, we can do all that thing with our organs of perception. That is the sthula shariram. That is like the bulb. Whereas the subtle component is the electricity, which we cannot see. We can see the manifestation of electricity in the bulb through the light that it emits. But we do not directly see electricity itself. So here sthula shariram is that can be seen, known by our sense organs. Sthulam means what? This is the indriya gocharam. It is available for pratyakshadi pramanam. That is pratyaksha pramana, anumana pramana. We can use any of them, either through inferences or by directly measuring, directly seeing, directly perceiving. They all can be done. It is available for direct perception. It is visible to others. Whereas if you take a thing like mind, it is not visible to us others. So it is called subtle, sukshma shariram. Just I am giving an example now. We are going to see it in detail. Whereas the body is sthula shariram, visible to others, perceived by others. So physical body, what is it made up of? Kritam. Panchi krita, pancha mahabhutaihi kritam. Kritam means what is it made up of? What is the raw material for this grass body? Pancha bhutaihi kritam. Panchabhutas are the five elements. It is made up of the five elements. That is the panchabhutaihi kritam. And the elements are called here great elements. Panchamahabhutaihi kritam. It is not just panchabhutaihi kritam. Panchamahabhutaihi kritam. They are the great elements. Akasha, the space. Vayu, the air. Agni, fire. Apaha, water. Prithivi, the earth. So, it is all made up of but these five elements, and because they are the cause for this body, and the body is the effect. Because these five elements are the karanam, the cause, and the body is the karyam, the effect. Based on the karanam is the basis for this the body, so always the karanam is considered superior to the karyam. So it is given the adjective maha. Pancha Mahabhutaihi Kritam. These five elements are called great elements, Mahabhutaihi. So, once we know the nature of the Karanam, the cause, for in any system, if we know the nature of the Karanam, the cause, for example, five elements if we take, which are the Karanam for this body, the nature of the five elements are what? They are matter. The five elements are just mere matter, and the body is also made up of these five elements, so it should also be only matter. The five elements are only matter, and the body which is made up of these five elements also should be matter. Matter plus matter is matter only. So whether consciousness is manifest or not, it is only matter. Whether consciousness manifests in this body or not, so the body is matter. Whether the consciousness manifests in this or not, it is matter only. So it is like a fused bulb and good bulb. And what type of matter it is? So, first question was, what is this body made up of? We just saw. Second question is, what type of matter it is? It is panchikrita panchamahabhutaihi kritam. Panchikritam. Panchikritam means there is a process called grassification. Panchikritam means grass here, versus subtle. For example, if you take water and water vapor is the subtle form of water. So, this panchikritam is the grass form here. There is an apanchikrita. When we talked about the subtle form, we are going to talk about apanchikrita. So there is a process called panchikarana. Panchikarana means that is a grassification process. We are going to see that in detail later. but it is adequate if we can just know that this is the grass matter. The grass body is created out of the five great grass elements. Panchamahabhutaihi kritam. So five great. So the grass body is made up of the five great grass elements. That is what type of matter we already saw. And the third question is, if all bodies are made up of the same raw material, namely the five elements, then why there is differences among them? If all these bodies, grass bodies, are made up of the same five elements, why there are differences among them? For example, if you build houses in America, you have colonial houses, you have bi-level houses, you have that split level, ranch, different types of houses are there. So depending on what we think that this kind of differences are made in these houses, depends on what we asked the contractor to make. If he wanted a bi-level house, that's what he's making. If you ask for a Tudor home, that's what he's making. A ranch, that's what he's making. So also, this body is really what we asked for. So what we asked for, the contractor gave rise to the type of house that we live in. The same way, what we really asked for of the Lord is what is given to us as this body. So the human body is considered superior compared to animal body and plant body and all those things, because it is a superior body compared to those. This body is called Satkarma Janyam. This body is the result of Satkarma, good karma, Punya karma. This Thula Shariram, this human body, is born out of Satkarma or Punya karma. As opposed to Punya karma is superior karma or good karma, opposed to Papa karma or inferior karma. Now, how to account then for the varieties of the body? Because we already told the human body is superior body that has come out of Satkarma. That is true. But even among human bodies, why there are differences among the human bodies? At birth itself, why they are different? Maybe at the year of 50, maybe one can say the type of food one ate, all those things, you know, people can go on tracking, backtracking. Whereas at birth itself, how do we track? What science will say? Science will say maybe due to genetics. Maybe due to so many other food and other things of the mother and all that thing. Or it can say why it is made up of such genes. And why such genes? Why such parents? If you ask those questions, science may say it is by chance. But in Vedanta, in scriptures, there is nothing like chance. The law of scriptures is there is nothing like an accidental occurrence in creation. There is nothing like a chance or probability in creation. There is a cause for every effect. If there is a karyam, an effect, there is a cause, there is a karanam. So, karanam vina karyam na sambhavati. There is no karyam at all if there is no karanam. Accident is only an incident whose cause we do not know. So, scriptures say, accident is only an incident whose cause we do not know. So, unknown or known cause? That's what the question here is. So, behind, for example, if you take a simple tree, behind a tree there is a cause, the seed. So, behind the baby, there is a cause, the parents. So, there is always a cause for every effect in scriptures. And the type or nature of this effect will depend on the nature of the cause. The nature of the effect will depend on the nature of the cause. As the cause is, so is the effect. That is always the case. So, every action will have an equal reaction. So, for example, if you take a mango tree, behind the mango tree, there should be a mango seed only. We cannot have some other seed of a coconut seed behind a mango tree. Mango tree will have only a mango seed as the cause. So, the type of physical body is also because of some cause. And this cause is called karma. This karma, we don't call this action here. It is not action. It is cause. This karma, we don't call it as mere action. It is called cause here. or adrishtam. We can call it adrishtam. Drishtam means what is seen. What can be seen is drishtam, and what is adrishtam is what is not seen, what is not known. That is adrishtam. Karma also is of two types. One, there is a different causes. You know, for example, there could be desirable karmas and undesirable karmas. Some could be desirable, some could be undesirable. For example, plant body, animal body, they all have the knowledge. For example, the plant have only one sense element. There is only one sense organ, namely the touch. Whereas if you take a human body has got all the sense organs. That means more knowledge prone, more powerful. That is the human body. That is one reason. Second thing is the possibility of moksha, possibility of liberation from this cycle of birth and death is available. Self-knowledge is available only to humans. It is not available to other forms of life like the animals and plants. Only with the human body, one will be able to and get this self-knowledge, which is ultimately moksha. So, satkarma and dushkarma, all the good karmas which give rise to punya karmas, they are cause for superior body, and dushkarma, cause of inferior karma, they will give rise to inferior body. So, sat adrishtam, adrishtam is called punyam, and duradrishtam is called papam, punyam and papam. So, sat karma janyam is the cause of the body. This body is born out of sat karma. This human body is born out of good karma. So, samanya karanam for all body. So, if you now take also, here also if you further analyze, the common cause for all bodies is panchabhutas, the five elements. Are the cause for all the common bodies, for all the things in creation. But karma is the cause for a particular body. For all bodies, whether it is animal body, plant body or human body, the panchabhutas are the karanam. But for a particular body, the karma is karanam. Satkarma, superior body, human body, if it's an inferior body. Now, what is the function of this body? Sukha dukkhadi boga ayatanam. Acharya gives the answer as sukha dukkhadi boga ayatanam. Boga means experiences, all the experiences. Ayatanam means abode, like a house, like a tenement. That is the ayatanam. So this physical body, this grass body, is the house in which we live in. It's the tenement. We stay in the house for what? To experience, to communicate, to contact, to transact with the world around us. So this Chaitanyam stays in this body to contact, to transact with the world around us. Bhoga means experience, as I said. And what type of experiences are they? Sukha dukkhadi, sukham, all pleasures, and dukkham, all pain, sorrows. So to enjoy or suffer the pleasures and pain. So this body, sukha dukkhadi bhoga ayatanam, is the abode for such experiences. That is the function of this body. And shariram, such a shariram, asti, jayate, vartate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, vinashyati. This body goes through sixfold modifications. Shad vikaravate. Shad means six. Vikaravate. Modifications. Shariram asti. This body exists in the potential form in the womb of the mother. Shariram asti. It is unseen. It is in the potential form. It is in the womb of the mother. Then jayate. It is born. It is no more potential. It is born. Then everyone can see it. Shariram jayate, janma, janma is the noun, jayate verb form. And vartate, it grows, vriddhihi, the body grows, it was in potential form, it is born, it grows, viparinamate, it transforms within the body itself, no more growth, but there is only changing. Viparinamaha means transformation, the body transforms. Apakshiyate, it decays. It declines, falls down. Apakshayaha means decay. Vinashyati, the decay ends, it perishes. Vinashyati, the body perishes. Vinashaha means destruction. Shad vikaravate vati means, the suffix vati means endowed with. Shad vikara, sixfold modifications. So this body is endowed with these sixfold modifications. So this is the very nature of the shariram, is to change. It was in potential form. So birth and death are not new. They are only modification. Nothing is created or destroyed. So matter cannot be produced nor destroyed. Once we know that the nature of the body is of the shatvikara, sixfold modification, the nature of the thing cannot be changed. One cannot change this. I do not protest against change. I accept of the fact, to accept the changes, to accept this as a fact, that is wisdom. If you resist this change, that is not wisdom. Because this is nature. This is a fact. We cannot question a fact. We cannot resist a fact. So Krishna says actually in the Gita, wise men never protest against the death of anyone. Because it is nature. It is a fact. So we are in some vikara or the other today. Whatever vikara or not, whatever modification form we are. We are in any one of the six now. Yetate stula shariram. This is the stula shariram. This is the gross body. So for the question, what is stula shariram? The author gives this as the answer. And the atma is different from this gross body. Then the acharya goes to the next question. Sukshma shariram kim? What is sukshma shariram, the subtle body? I think still somebody's speakerphone is on or whatever. I'm hearing at the background other noise. And for this, the answer, the acharya gives also another very elaborate answer, which has a lot of unknown elements. Apanchi krita panchamahabhutaihi kritam satkarma janyam sukha dukkadi boga sadhanam pancha jnanendriyani pancha karmendriyani pancha pranadayaha manaschaikam buddhischaika evam saptadasha kalabihi saha yat tishtati tat sukshma shariram. It is another very elaborate answer having lot of unknown words, and we have to go through each one of them. Sukshma means subtle. Subtle means what? Not perceptible through our senses of perception. That's not visible, for example. We can call it not visible to others. And the first thing he says is apanchikrita. Earlier for the grass body we said panchikrita panchamahabhutaihi kritam. Here it is apanchikrita panchamahabhutaihi kritam. Same thing like the earlier one, but not through a process of grassification. Here it is apanchikritam, means subtle. So grass body from grass elements, subtle body from subtle elements. And satkarma janyam again is punya karma janyam, based on the punya karmas, good karmas. Sukha dukkhadi boga sadhanam, earlier it was ayatanam, the abode for the experiences of pleasures and pain. Now it is the sadhanam, it is the instrument for the experiences of pleasure and pain. So for example, if you take a house is the abode where all experiences can take place. But inside the house, we have a TV, we have a video, we have so many things. They are all instruments for some experiences, enjoyment or whatever. So this is sadhanam. So since varieties of experiences are there, there should be also varieties of instruments. Because our experiences are enormous varieties, so there should be several varieties of instruments also. Also, for the same instrument, there could be, we can have different channels. If you take, for example, a TV, TV is one medium, but you can have several channels. So there could be different types of instruments, and essentially there are two types of instruments. One type of instrument is the receiving instrument of information. All the informations get into the system, receiving instruments. And there is another set of instruments which are the responding instruments, where things go out, information goes out. One set information comes in, one set information goes out. So a group of instruments, these are all these called, they settle. There are 17 instruments in this group that is called the settle body. So the settle body consists of a group of 17 instruments. Sapta Dasha Kalabihi. Dasha is 10, Sapta 7, Sapta Dasha is 17, Kalabihi parts. The Sukshma Shariram consists of 17 parts. What are those? Pancha Jnanendriyani. 5 sense organs of knowledge. What are they? He is going to tell later. They all do what function? They receive a function of information. For example, through eyes you see. You receive information through eyes, through ears, all those. Pancha Karmendriyani. 5 organs of action. You respond through them. You express through them. Pancha Pranadayaha. 5-fold physiological functions, pranas. Each one is a physiological function. Digestive function, respiratory function, inhalation function, exhalation function, evacuating function, reversal function. There are so many functions. All these 5 functions, they are the 5 pranas are responsible for the 5 functions. We are going to see what they are later. And manaha, the mind. And buddhihi, the intellect. So, pancha jnanendriyas, pancha karmendriyas, pancha pranadeha, 15. Manaha 16, buddhi 17. Saha, along with these 17, it is called Sukshma Shariram. Sukshma Shariram is made up of all these 17. Now, what are those? Each one of these functions we are going to see. Shrotram Tvak Chakshuhu Rasana Granam Iti Pancha Jnanendriyani. What are the 5 sense organs? For that, what are the 5 Jnanendriyas? For example, if you take anything, the clear understanding requires what? First, what it is not, we should know. And then what it is. That is, we should know the negation, what it is not, and what it is, the assertion. So, both should be known to know a thing completely. Now, between the differences between the Stula Shariram and Sukshma Shariram, so far what we have seen? The Stula Shariram is grass body, Sukshma Shariram is subtle body. Stula Shariram can be seen, the subtle body cannot be seen. But you can know your own Sukshma Shariram though. And the Stula Shariram is the locus of or the abode of all your experiences. Whereas Sukshma Shariram is the instrument of your experience. One is Ayatanam, another is Sadhanam. So since we have varieties of experiences, we have also different types of instruments as we told. The 5 Jnanendriyas and all just we described. And now we are going to go through the 5 Jnanendriyas. Each of them are what? Shrotram, Tvak, Chakshuhu. And now Shrotram refers to the ears. Tvak refers to the skin. And Chakshuhu refers to the eyes. Rasana refers to the tongue. Granam refers to the nostrils or the nose. And now, the Shrotram, Tvak, Chakshu, they are not the grass thing that we see. It is not the ear that you see. It is not the nose that you see. They are called Golakam. They are grass. Whereas the power behind hearing, the hearing faculty, the power behind seeing, the vision faculty, the power behind smelling, they are subtle. That you cannot see. You can see the ear lobe, but you cannot see the power of hearing. You cannot see the power of seeing, even though you can see the physical eyes. So the physical eye, physical ear, they are called the Golakam, and this is not called, these are called Indriyam. That is the difference between the gross and subtle body. So Shrotram plus Indriyam, Shrotra Indriyam, which is invisible. So also Chakshuhu, Rasana, all those. Not only Jnanendriyas, there are Karmendriyas also. And what are the functions of these organs that the author is going to tell later? And there is also another information the author is introducing here, which is peculiar in our scriptures. And for each one of these various faculties, there is a devata. There is a divinity associated with each one of them. Shrotrasya dik devata, tvacho vayuhu, chakshushaha suryaha, rasanaya varunaha, granasya ashvinau, iti jnanendriya devata. So the topic now is the devatas for each of the sense organs. Devata, we can call it the presiding deity for each of the sense organs. Now we have to understand the concept of presiding deity first. The power of any faculty one has is only limited and it is not infinite, both in terms of quality and quantity. The power of my hearing is limited to only certain domains. It is both in quality and also in quantity. So if I have only limited power, then I can extend and infer that the possibility of a total power. I have limited power, but there should be much more power than what I have. So I can extend and then infer there should be a total power in which my power of hearing, my power of seeing is only a part. I can understand that. So for each faculty, then there is an individual faculty, we call it Vyashti, and there is a corresponding total faculty, we call it Samashti. And the power by itself does not function independently also. My hearing power or my seeing power, they do not function independently. They are wielded by a person. The seeing power is wielded by whom? By the seeing person. The hearing power is wielded by the hearing person. So I am the wielder of my faculty. Same way, for the total faculty also, there should be a wielder who wields the total faculty. The total, that is, for the total faculty, there should be a presiding principle. As for my faculty, I am the presiding principle. For this jiva is the presiding principle. For the total faculty, there should be a presiding principle. We call it Adhishtana Devata. Over any total faculty, this is called Adhishtana faculty, the Devata. So there is this individual faculty, that is the jivaha, and the total faculty, the Adhishtana Devata. So individual faculty is under my control, and it is also under the mercy of the total. So any partial power, Vyashti, individual power or partial power, is under the control of the total power, the Samashti. So any indriya means any subtle body that we just saw, the indriyam for hearing or smelling or whatever it is, that is, they are functional, they are functioning by the mercy of the total Adhishtana Devata of that indriyam. So my power of seeing functions under the total power of seeing for which there is an Adhishtana Devata. And all the Adhishtana Devatas put together for all functions, for all the Adhishtana Devatas put together, we have got one total Devata. We call that Ishwaraha or Parameshwaraha. So for every Adhishtana Devata, for all the Adhishtana Devatas put together, the Adhishtana Devata is Ishwaraha or Parameshwaraha. So now the difference between the Ishwara and Adhishtana Devata is, Adhishtana Devata is what? For only one faculty, for the hearing faculty alone, for the total hearing faculty of all things in creation, that is the Adhishtana Devata for hearing faculty alone. But the Adhishtana Devata for hearing faculty, smelling faculty, seeing faculty all together, that is the Ishwara. So we do so many pujas and all those worships for a particular Devata. So according to the name of the Adhishtana Devata, the puja will be directed towards that Adhishtana Devata. So the presiding deity for years, the presiding Devata for years, the hearing faculty, Shrotrasya Dig Devata. For the power of hearing, the Adhishtana Devata is Dik. Dik means all the four quarters. The Dig Devata is supposed to be the Adhishtana Devata for the hearing faculty. Tvacho Vayuhu, for the faculty of touch, skin, touch, Vayu, air is the Devata. Chakshushaha Suryaha, Surya is the Devata for eyes, for the power of seeing. Rasanaya Varunaha, for tastes, the waters, Varunaha. Granasya Ashvinau, for the smelling faculty, the Ashwina Kumaras, the twins, the Ashwini Devatas, they are the Adhishtana Devatas. They are the divinely doctors. So when we say the sun and the Vayu and all, we have to also understand one more subtle point here. It is not the physical sun that we see. It is not the sun that we see, but as the indriyam, the subtler, the power behind that sun. So the total also should be sukshmam. When we talk about the indriyam, when we say about hearing, the power behind hearing, the power behind seeing,